This is a guided meditation in which we will start with mindful movements of the body in a standing posture, followed by a sitting meditation. Throughout the movements and the sitting, the intention is to maintain moment-to-moment awareness, to stay in touch as best you can with the sensations in the body as they fluctuate through the various stretches and bends and during the sitting. In the stretches, we will explore the sensations in our bodies, the limits and edges we experience here in a very gentle way, bringing a sense of curiosity and discovery to whatever arises, and looking at it in a non-judgmental way, not forcing our bodies in any way, but working well within our safe limits. If any of the movements does not seem right for you, use your own understanding of your body and your moment-by-moment awareness to inform your choices about what stretches to do, how to adapt the postures to your particular needs, and how long to hold the stretches for. Remembering that our intention in practicing in this way is to develop our ability to be present with our experience in a non-judgmental way. The key thing is not the particular movements that we do and the postures that we adopt, but rather the attitude that we bring to the practice. While we do the stretches and explore their after effects in our bodies, you might want to experiment with keeping the eyes open sometimes and closed at others. Do this practice in a safe and quiet place where you can be by yourself and making sure that there's enough room around you. The stretches are guided in a standing posture, but if you find that now or at any time during the practice that standing is not okay for your body, then it's also possible to do these movements while sitting in a chair. So now, if it's okay for you, coming to stand with the feet about hip width apart and having your knees unlocked, the tailbone tilted slightly forwards, the shoulders relaxed and slightly back, and the upper chest lifted, arms loose and at ease by your side. And just taking a few moments to settle and breathe in this standing position, becoming aware of the natural curve of your spine, feeling the weight of your body descend through your legs. And now taking your attention into the sensations created at the places where the feet come into connection with the floor. Opening to the very direct feelings of pressure, contact, warmth, weight moving down. Noticing the places where the feet are strongly in contact and places of separation or light contact. You can play with this a little by tilting the body gently forwards and backwards. So if you'd like to, leaning forward as far as you feel comfortable, keeping your body straight while you do this, noticing where you maintain tension in your body in order to resist gravity. Being aware of your breathing, maybe there's changes in your breathing. And now leaning back as far as you feel comfortable, keeping your body straight and noticing the work of the muscles and the changes in your breathing. Noticing changes in sensations in your feet. And repeating these small movements a few times, gradually lessening the arc of movement until you come to your centre. And now guiding the attention from the soles of the feet up through the body as you stand here. Up through the legs, through the pelvis, the trunk of the body, the arms, the neck, and into the head. Feeling the uplift of your body, the height of your body. And opening out your attention into your whole body as you stand here, feeling the sense of being both connected with the feeling of contact of feet with floor, and also the sense of your body lifting upwards, interacting with the space around you. And becoming aware of the sense of stability, presence, dignity that is embodied in this posture. The way in which this posture supports us in being awake and alive to our moments. And now focusing your attention on the sensations of breath created as you breathe in and breathe out. Being aware of these sensations of breath movement in the centre of your body, right down in your belly, in the lower abdomen. If it helps, you can place your hand on your abdomen and feel this movement very directly of breath coming in and breath moving out from your body. And now, as you next breathe in, moving the arms up the side of your body, up past the shoulders and up over your head, taking the arms right up overhead, allowing the breath to move out and then to come and go as it wants to, as you keep the arms up over the head, either with the palms together or with the thumbs linked together. And maintaining this posture and feeling the stretch down the arms, the armpits, the sides of your body. Feeling the sensations of having the arms above the head in this way. Breath flowing freely. And as you hold this stretch, using your awareness in each moment to inform your investigation and curiosity about what is possible and okay for your body, moment by moment. Maybe moving more deeply into this upward lift of the body. Maybe pulling back a little. Exploring. Being aware throughout of the breath and allowing the breath to flow fully and freely. And maybe exploring the possibility of softening and opening as you breathe out, easing into the stretch. And now as you next breathe out, releasing the hands and slowly with awareness, allowing the arms to come down, maybe circling the wrists, as the arms come down. Taking as many breaths in and out as you need as the arms come back down to the sides of the body. And breathing. Dropping into stillness. And noticing the after effects of having done this stretch. If your eyes haven't been closed up until this point, maybe closing them now. Opening to the sensations that are present in your body in this moment. And now, When you're ready, on the next in-breath, stretching up just the right arm and hand, up overhead. And letting the breath come and go as it wants to once the arm is up overhead, and as if you were picking some fruit from a tree that is just out of reach, stretching up with the right hand. And you may find that the left heel comes off the floor, so that this is something of a diagonal stretch up through the body. And opening to the sensations that are created as you stretch in this way, reaching upwards. Very present, alive and awake to what's being created in your body as you stretch in this way. Breathing. And then as you next breathe out, very slowly with full awareness, taking the right arm down, back down to the sides of the body. Left foot and heel coming back into contact with the floor. And settling back into standing, feeling the stability of your body, feet in contact with the floor. And opening to what's present in your body now, having done this stretch up through the right side of your body. Maybe noticing what's different between the right and the left. How is that for you? Breathing. And now, on an in-breath, stretching up with the left hand and reaching up to pick this imaginary fruit from this imaginary tree. And this time the right heel may come off the ground as you stretch. Breathing in and out as you stretch up. And really noticing any possible connection that you may experience between the breath moving out from the body and the possibility of opening and softening into this stretch. And then as you next breathe out, coming down. Very gently, slowly, with full awareness, present with lowering the left arm. Breathing. And settling into stillness again, tuning in. And remembering throughout as we do these movements to honour your own limits, allowing your body to be as it is in each moment. So working with the actuality of how things are rather than an idea of how things should be or ought to be. Being gentle with yourself, seeing this simply as an opportunity to be present with your body as you move in these ways. And now, when you're ready, breathing in as you stretch up both arms again overhead. And keeping the arms up overhead, allowing the breath to move out and to flow freely. And either keeping the hands parallel to each other or linking the thumbs together. And as you next breathe out, letting the arms bend to the right side, gently arching the upper body over to the right, keeping the head between the arms. And breathing in this posture, feeling the stretch up the left side of your body. And exploring the possibility of opening a little more with each in-breath. The hip moving gently to the left side a little further with each out-breath. And now, if you haven't already done so, on the next in-breath, coming back to the centre and keeping your arms up. And on an out-breath, bending the arms to the left side, keeping the head between the arms and breathing. And feeling the stretch up through the right side of the body. Opening to the sensations created by this stretch. Softening on each out-breath. And then coming back up to center and with full awareness, gradually lowering the arms and hands down, breathing fully and freely. Present with the sensations of arms moving through space and the sensations of the arms reaching the sides of the body. Letting go. Arms hanging loose by the sides of the body, shoulders relaxed, feet firmly in connection with the floor. Backbone, neck and head aligned. Breathing. Being aware of all the myriad of sensations that are here in the body as you stand. Like a mountain, fully in connection with the floor and interacting with the space around you. Tuning in. And now moving into some shoulder rolls. So the arms are passive in this and just hang. So first raising the shoulders up to the ears. Then squeezing them together behind the ears so that the shoulder blades move towards each other. And then letting them drop down towards the floor. And then bringing them towards each other in front of the chest. And putting these four movements together into a continuous roll of the shoulders. Upwards, backwards, downwards, forwards. Really letting your shoulders tell you what is most needed here. And allowing the breath to flow with this movement. So maybe breathing in on half of the roll and breathing out on the other half. And when you next reach the lowest point, reversing the direction of the roll, breathing in and out with these movements. And now coming to rest and allowing yourself to tune into the effects of these movements in your body, opening to sensations. And now moving into some neck rolls. And as always, taking particular care to only do what is appropriate for your body. So if it is okay for you, as you next breathe out, lowering the chin towards the chest, breathing in and rolling the head around so that the right ear is towards the right shoulder. Breathing out as you bring the head back to a central position. Breathing in as the left ear moves towards the left shoulder. Breathing out as the chin comes down towards the chest. And keeping this half circle movement going in rhythm with your breathing, either as I suggest or in whatever way your breath wants to flow as you move. So if your eyes are open, just letting your gaze move around the room as you gently move your head in this semicircular movement. Down towards one shoulder, towards the chest, and then towards the other shoulder. And now the next time that the chin moves towards the chest, pausing for a moment. And then as you next breathe out, taking the movement in the opposite direction. by bringing the left ear towards the left shoulder, and then up into the central position, then right ear towards right shoulder, then chin towards chest. Notice as you move in this way if there's tension in any other parts of your body, maybe in your shoulders. And just gently reminding your shoulders that they're not involved in this movement. And now coming back to stillness, standing and opening to the effects of having done these stretches, settling. Letting the body be just as you find it, not trying to make it any different. Opening to sensations in your body just the way you find them. And now, in a moment, we're going to be moving to take our seat for sitting meditation. And so being aware of every movement that is involved in this transition, making these movements part of the meditation and not a break in it. So now slowly moving with full awareness to your chair, your cushion or your stool and taking your seat. So whether you're sitting on a chair or a cushion or a stool, coming to sit in an upright and dignified position. Feeling the body fully supported by what you're sitting on. And beginning by taking the attention to the places where the body comes into contact with the seat, the cushion, the stool. Opening to the feelings that are present in this place, maybe around the buttocks, the legs, the feet. Feeling sensations of warmth, weight moving down, pressure, contact. Being very alive to the actual sensations created in these places. And maybe as you breathe out, seeing if it's possible to let go into this sensation of weight moving down. And now guiding the attention from these places of contact into the trunk of your body and feeling the uplift of your body as you sit here. Moving the attention up through the trunk, into the shoulders, into the neck, into the head. Feeling the height of the body lifting up. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed and at ease. And finding a comfortable position for the hands, either folded together in your lap or maybe just placing them on your knees. Settling, arriving. And now gently turning your attention towards the experience of breath movement in your body. And opening to wherever in your body you're experiencing these sensations most strongly. This may be at the nostrils. Sensations of the air moving in and out in the nostrils. maybe at the back of the throat, or in the chest as the lungs expand and contract as the air flows in and out. Or you may be sensing the movement most strongly down in your abdomen, in your tummy. You can place your hand here if it supports you in feeling the sensations here. So choosing a place where you can sense these movements most strongly in this moment, and guiding your attention to this place and opening to the sensations that you experience here. Being very alive to the actuality of the feelings that are evoked in this place. It may be sensations of your clothes moving as you breathe. Maybe feeling the muscles expanding and contracting. Maybe a sensation of flow of air. The breath may be smooth or jerky, regular or irregular. There may be pauses between the out-breath and the in-breath, or one may just flow into the other. Just simply being with your breath as you find it, opening to the sensations that you experience just as they are, without any need to make them any different. And following the full cycle of the breath in this place that you've chosen, as if you were riding the waves of your breathing, as a leaf might ride on the surface of the water, without striving, letting your attention rest lightly on the breath, and following the full cycle of the breath, without pulling the breath in or pushing the breath out, just allowing the breath to be as it is, moment by moment, breath by breath, by breath. Just this breath coming in, just this breath going out, each breath unique. Giving full care and attention to each breath, embracing each in-breath as a new beginning. Each out-breath, a letting go. And as you bring the attention to the breath in this way, you will discover that the mind has a life of its own, often a very busy, inquisitive and active life. So that our attention will get diverted and sidetracked and will become absorbed in some other activity of the mind. It may be fantasizing about the future, planning, worrying or recollecting and getting carried away by past events. Experiencing the feelings evoked by these thoughts. Arguing with ourselves, it could be virtually anything. And in the process of this, the breath that we were paying attention to will disappear from our awareness. So when you notice that this has happened, when you notice that your mind is no longer on the breath, acknowledging this moment as a moment of waking up, a moment of coming back into present moment awareness, and noting where your mind has gone, seeing clearly what activity the mind is engaged on. And not turning this into a problem or scolding yourself, but simply open-heartedly noting what's in your mind in this moment. And then gently but firmly moving the attention back to the breath, aligning the attention again with the breathing. And seeing that this recognizing, this seeing that the mind has wandered, is mindful awareness itself. So when our minds wander, we simply, as best we can, bring the attention back to the breath. Not because we've made a mistake, but simply because this is what we're doing here right now. Taking this opportunity to look deeply into the patterns of our minds. So aiming attention on the breath and, as best we can, sustaining it breath by breath. And each time you become aware that the mind has drifted, noting where the mind has gone, accepting it as it is, and then gently, compassionately, bringing the attention back to the breath. Knowing that whenever your mind has become preoccupied, whenever it has wandered or drifted off, bringing the attention back to the breath can serve as a powerful anchor to present moment awareness. So now, expanding the focus of your attention around your breathing to include a sense of your body as a whole, feeling your breath, if you will, from head to toe, as you become aware of all the sensations in your body. Sensations of touch, contact with the chair or the cushion or the stool, contact made by the feet, the buttocks, the legs, the hands as they rest in your lap or on your knees. Being aware of any sensations arising as you sit here in a straight posture with your neck erect and your head balanced and dignified. Maybe noticing if your posture has collapsed somewhat, and if this is the case, rekindling your intention to bring your body to an erect and awake posture. And there may be other sensations that arise in your awareness as you sit here, present with sensations throughout the body. Maybe an awareness of the space that your body takes up, the space around your body, and the boundary between these two spaces, the skin. Sensations arising, perhaps lingering, changing in intensity, passing away. So just being here with whatever comes up, without judging it, without reacting to it, just being fully present with sensations throughout the body and the breath, fully aware of whatever your feelings are. And whenever you notice that your mind has wandered off, just bringing it back to your breathing and to a sense of your body as you sit here. And from time to time, as we sit in this way, for all of us at different times, intense sensations arise. Maybe discomfort or painful sensations or restlessness. And if this happens, we have choices about how to work with this. So either making the choice to move your body to ease the discomfort. And if you make this choice, just taking a moment to pause and be aware of the sensations that you're moving in response to, allowing the movements to become part of the meditation rather than an opting out from it. So being aware of the intention to move, being aware of the feelings of moving the body, and aware of the effects of having moved the body as you settle back into stillness. Another possibility is to deliberately bring a focus of awareness right up to and into whatever these sensations are, wherever they are. Imagining that as you breathe in, you can take the attention right into these places, wherever they are in your body, maybe in your knee or in your back or maybe throughout your body. And the breath can help you explore what is here. And as you open to these sensations in your body, you may find that the discomfort or intensity consists of a whole collection of sensations. There may be burning, throbbing, vibrating, pulsing. You may notice as you pay attention to these sensations that they change in pattern. And explore using the breath, breathing into this region of the body, to become aware and to explore these patterns. Sometimes one of these sensations may pause for a while and then resume, or it may change in intensity, or it may remain constant. Becoming curious about these sensations, exploring them with a sense of discovery, rather than trying to fix them in some way. Investigating them for their own sake. And if these sensations stop pulling for your attention, then coming back to a wider awareness of sensations throughout the whole body, simply sitting here and breathing. Just this body, sitting right here, right now. Open to how things are in this moment. Not looking to create any special feelings, just simply tuning in to how things are in this moment, and in this moment, and this moment. And in the few remaining moments of this sitting, bringing the attention back to focus on the breath in the abdomen, tuning in to the sensations created by the movement of breath into and out from the body, in the tummy, in the abdomen. And as you sit here breathing, allowing yourself to cultivate this sense of moment-to-moment awareness, and remembering that the breath is available to you at any moment in your day to support you in being present with things as they are, accepting yourself as you are in each moment.